Daf Kuf Mem, top line. We learned mustard seed that they needed from Erev Shabbos. The next day, Rav says you can smooth it out by with a kli to make it softer, but not with a hand. So Shmuel said, the hand, every day you don't do it by a hand. It's a Michael Chamayim. So Shmuel said, you can do it by hand, you can't do it with a kli. We talked later, said both cases is Aser. Rabbi Yochanan said both cases is Mutter. And Bayer Rav said they both all not like Rabbi Yochanan that it's Aser. And Rabbi Yochanan switched to the sheet of Rav Lezer, and Rav Lezer came with the sheet of Shmuel that said that Biyad is Aser and Biyad is Mutter and the Kli it's Aser. Abai the Rav said that Lachzak Rav Yochanan after the Aser. The mother of Abai would do it and his wife, she did it this and the wife didn't eat it. The wife of Zeira did it to Rechiah Barashi and he didn't eat it. So he said, your Rebbe Zeira did it and he ate it and you're not eating it? Fine. Rav said, Rav Ashur, I was in front of Ravina and I stirred it with the head of a garlic and he ate it. Mazutta said that Lach is not like all these Gemaras, like this is what we learned. Must see that he needed Erev Shabbos the next day, he could make it softer with a hand over the kli, and he puts it in honey, and he shouldn't scramble it, he mixes it together. Kress that he ground from Erev Shabbos the next day, he could put in some oil and vinegar, and he puts in some mint, and he shouldn't scramble it, he just mixes it. Garlic that he ground from Erev Shabbos the next day, he puts in beans and animal feed, he shouldn't grind it, only mix it, and he puts in mint in it, and what's amisa and mint. Abai said, so you see, this mint is good for kress. You're allowed to make anumla, but not aluntis. Anumla you're allowed to make on Shabbos because it's for drink. Aluntis you don't use for drinking, for thirst, it's for refuah. What's anumlin? Anumlin is wine, honey, and peppers. Aluntis is old wine, clear water, and a facsimile that you do it when you come out of the bath to cool off. Rav Yosi said one time I went behind my ukva to the bathhouse when he came out. He gave him to drink a cup of wine, and he felt cool from the hair of his head till the nails of his foot. And if he would have had another cup, he was worried that he might be losing from schus in the world to come. I, Marukva, drank it every day. So Marukva, since he's used to it, it didn't help him anymore. You're not allowed to soak the schiltis, the root, in lukewarm water, but you can put it into vinegar, and you don't put in a lot of grits into water and then make sure that the chaff falls off. You know, shmir, you don't smooth it out. But you're allowed to put it into a sifter or into a basket because it doesn't really take care of all of it. And you don't sift the straw in the sieve. And you shouldn't put it in a tall place and that the straw will come down and the chaff will fall off. But it's allowed to take it in a sifter and put it in the avis because then it's a davish and miskan. The Gemara asks, what happens if you did soak it? So Rav Adin Ashur said in front of Rav Yosef, is chayv chatas. Abai said, Elamai, if I soak meat in water, I'll be chayv chatas. So Abai said, it's only the Rabbanim should do of the dechay. Rav Yechon asked Rav Yane, can you soak the chiltis in cold water? So he said, it's aser. I learned, you know, I do lukewarm water, but in hot water, it's cold as water. So he said, what's the difference between you? The Mishnah is the yochid. It says the Mishnah and Raisa, you're not allowed to soak the chiltis, not in hot, not in cold. It says hot is asa, cold is mutter. What do you do it for? Heavy heart. Rachel Yosef had a heavy heart, so Maruka came and said, drink 3 gold zuvim worths of chiltis in 3 days, and you'll be okay. So he went and drank Thursday and Friday. The next morning he came and asked Miss Mendesh, I said, Ravada said, and some said, talking about Ravada, the person could drink a kava kubayim, he doesn't have to worry. So he said, drink, I don't know, Shaila. Shaila is, can I soak it? So Rav Chiya Bar Oven said, I had the story, and I came and I asked Rav Adi Bar Hava, and he didn't know, so I asked Rav Huna, and he said, this is what Rav said, you're allowed to soak it in cold, and you're allowed to leave it in hot water. Because like the one that said, it's mutter. Even the one that said, so it's dafka if he didn't drink it at all. But here, since he drank Thursday and Friday, if he doesn't drink on Shabbos, he'll be in Sakana. Rav Acha Bar Yosef leaned on the shoulder of Nachman Yitzchak, the son of his daughter, son of his sisters, and when he got to Rav Safra, he brought him in. So when he came in, he asked him, what about, can I take the shirt and smooth it out and bang it out on Shabbos? Am I doing it to soften the shirt? That's okay. Or maybe I'm doing it to make it whiter. It's awesome. So he said, you're doing it to soften the shirt, it's okay. When he went out, he said, what did you ask? He said, I asked if you're allowed to do the white shirt on Shabbos. So he said, it's okay. So he said, why don't you ask him from a kerchief? He said, kerchief's no shaila, because Ravuna asked me, and he said, you're not allowed to do it. So why don't you learn out from a sudra? So over there, it looks like he's making it white. Here, it doesn't look like he's making it white. Now, Chizda said, this shirt that is hanging on a pole, to take it off the pole is mutter. You can't take the pole off of it because it's pshut klei, it's muksa. Rav said, but if it's a weaver's pole, which is a kli, then it's mutter. Chizda said, this bundle of vegetables. If it's oil, move it. If not, not. Rav Rashi said the name of this hanging flesh, the meat that you hang up to dry, that's salt already. You're not a metal because it's edible raw. Fish is also. Rav Katina said whoever stands in the middle of a bed is like as if standing on the woman's stomach. He has kavana, bad kavanas, but really you don't have to be chayshir. Chizda said, the young rabbi that's buying vegetables, let him buy long, the same bundles, kisha, and a mela, whatever longer he gets, he'll get more out of it. Chizda Barav said, they bought bamboo, should buy the same bundles, and the length, if it's longer, he'll gain out of it. Chizda Barav said, that doesn't have enough bread, should not eat vegetables because it causes him to want to eat more bread. Rav Chizda said, not when I was poor and not when I was rich, I ate vegetables. When I was poor, I didn't eat vegetables because I didn't want to it makes you want to eat more bread. When I was rich, I didn't want to eat vegetables because I said, instead of eating vegetables, let me eat fish or meat. Rav Chizda said, Baba Rav doesn't have too much bread, they should not slice the bread. And Rav Chizda Baba Rav doesn't have too much bread, should not cut it because it's going to be carb. You won't do it by anyafa. Rav Chizda said, I originally didn't have, until I checked in my basket, I put my hand and then I found I had enough. Rav Chizda said, and I found whatever I needed. Rav Chizda said, whoever could eat barley bread and eats wheat is over al tashkis. Rav Popa said, whoever could drink beer and drinks wine is over al tashkis. Really, it's not true, because al tashkis, the good father, would rather protect your body. Rav Chizda Babinav said, a young rabbi that doesn't have oil to do my mechayim, let him wash with water that had grew algae in it and it makes it feel like oil. Rav Chizda Babinav that bought meat, let him, it can only buy one piece of meat, let him buy the neck meat because it has all three. It has fat, lean, and the neck, the sinew of the neck. Rav Chizda Babinav that sat that bought flax, let him buy from the haba, which is great flax, and he should whiten it every 30 days because that keeps it white. And it will last him for 12 months, and I am an orif for their orif. What's kitanisa? Kitana makes him look good. But Chizda said, Baba Rav should not sit on a brand new mat because the dampness will destroy his clothing. Chizda said, Baba Rav should not send his clothing to the innkeeper to whiten it because she might see carrying it and she might think bad of him. Rav Chizda said, his daughters be tznius in front of your husbands. Don't eat too much bread in front of him. Don't eat vegetables at night, bad breath. Don't eat dates at night. And don't drink beer at night because it causes you to go to the bathroom a lot. You'll have gas. And don't go to the bathroom in front of your husbands because they'll get disgusted by you. And when someone knocks on the door, don't say, who is he? Just say, who is she there? And hold your breasts in one hand and your oisumaku in another hand. Show him first the breasts, and don't show him down there till he's wants you badly, and then you show it to him. You don't soak the karshinin. Mishnah's not like this time, but as Bianca said, you can eat and you don't care about the sifter at all. You allow to shovel from in front of an ox that you're stopping him, and you allow to move it to the sides because of number two that's there. That's a dice sheet. The chum says it's also. You allow to take from this behemoth and give it in front of this behemoth on Shabbos. So the question is, the chum argues on the ratio that you're allowed to take it from someone that's stuffed, but not Nari, or even on the Sefer. So when it says, Chum say, either case, you should not move it to the side. Chizda says, Machlaik is in a trough that's on the ground, but a trough that's a kli, everyone holds his mutter. Trough of the ground is mutter, his mice are going to end up evening out the ground. If you learned this, we learned from Chizda says, Machlaik is in a trough of a kli, but not a trough of the ground, everyone holds its arsa. You're allowed to take from this behemoth to put it to another. One bride specifically, you're allowed to take from a behemoth that has a good mouth, and put a behemoth that has a jeweling mouth. And the other brides will learn to take from a behemoth as a jeweling mouth and put it in, you're allowed to put it in front of a behemoth as a good mouth. So I said both are from a donkey to an ox you could take. From an ox to a donkey we don't take. We learned you're allowed to take from a behemoth the Shpia Yafa is speaking about a donkey. No, it's speaking about a donkey that doesn't have jewel. You're allowed to put it in front of a behemoth that has a bad mouth. It's speaking about a cow that has jewel. And this that we said, you're allowed to take from a behemoth that has a bad mouth, a speaker of a donkey that he's not so medayik and eats. You're allowed to give in front of a behemoth that has a good mouth, a speaker of a cow that is medayik and eats only specialties. This is the end of Daf Kuf Mem.